Hi, I'm Scott Watson, and this is What Music Means to Me. Longtime followers of this podcast know that when all the leaves on the trees here in the Northeast have just about fallen, when temperatures drop, and when Thanksgiving and Christmas are in our sights, that the students in my fall music production class at Parkland High School have been hard at work on producing their annual holiday album, Parkland, A Season for Giving. In this episode, I'd like to share some of the music from our 2013 Season for Giving CD project. As always, the kids select a charity to donate proceeds from the sale of the CD. This year, that charity is Autism Speaks, an organization helping with autism awareness, fundraising, science and advocacy efforts. But more about that later. Right now, you're listening to The First Noel, produced by Sarah and sung by her and her classmate Marissa. Sarah's cover of this beloved Christmas carol is a good example of the task students are charged with. Take a traditional holiday song and, using features of a digital audio workstation, produce a fresh, contemporary arrangement. One way Sarah transformed the carol was by reconceiving the carol, normally sung in a triple meter, into a duple meter, or 4/4 time signature. This is more common in pop ballads. Like all students in the class, now that Sarah's track is finalized, she's been helping on the business side of things, specifically with sales and marketing. Zach, the saxophone soloist on this hip jazz waltz version of Greensleeves, is also the track's producer. And via some deft programming work with the multi-track music software we use, Zach is also the bass player, drummer, and keyboard player. I've known Zach since he began clarinet in my fourth grade band at one of our district's elementary schools. As I listen to this track, I marvel at how much a young musician can grow in a few short years when they work hard. Zach is an assistant producer and has been working on licensing of protected music that appears on the CD, and together with Marissa, planning a launch event to introduce the 2013 CD to the school community, officially kicking off sales of the CD. Not all the tracks on the Season for Giving CD are reboots of older songs. Some students, with my permission of course, choose to write something original for the CD. Such is the case with this next tune, written and produced by Corey, entitled Snowy Days. Rising at the crack of dawn, singing this Christmas song. Good feelings all around. Take a walk down in the town. Don't you just love the way the infectious optimism and hopefulness of the lyrics match the song's laid-back groove? And Corey's friend, Aaron, has a unique, and I'd say perfect, voice for delivering this song. Corey served the project as recording engineer, which included recording our school's select choir, which sang a rousing gospel rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain on another track on the CD.
Bright lights shining, eggnog and fine dining. Kids in bed dreaming, nine reindeer flying. Every story has a meaning, and of course it's for a reason. There's no meaning in giving if you're only worried about receiving. The big tree in the city, candy canes all sticky. Uncle Paul came to visit, all the way from Mississippi. But no matter the distance, was written on a wish list. She can call me hers on this cold, cold Christmas.
The lead-off track on the CD features Nikki T performing an original holiday rap to a hip-hop mashup sampled from Vince Guaraldi's Christmas Time Is Here from A Charlie Brown Christmas.
My favorite part of Christmas is opening presents.
My favorite part of Christmas is decorating the tree.
Santa, please bring. I first met Nick when he was brought in as a rapper for a track on our 2011 CD, Season Forgiving. It's been great having him in the class and serving as the producer of this year's CD. Pumped up the night before, then once he comes to my house, watch the Christmas story. Careful, Ralph, don't shoot your eye out. Some years you get lucky, beautiful white winter snow. Swear it's perfect weather to kiss your baby at the mistletoe. A lot to say. Producing the Season Forgiving CD is an example of project-based learning with a heavy dose of constructivist educational theory. It is practical, creative, authentic, real-world learning, full of problem-solving and intrinsic motivation. One of the mantras for teachers with project-based learning is, do the project yourself. And so, one of the tasks I undertake each fall as teacher of the music production class is to produce my own track along with the kids, using the same software and timeline. Doing the project myself gives me a good sense of the pitfalls the kids might encounter, hopefully serving as an example to the kids as they work on similar tasks. This year, my track was a synthy, neo-baroque version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The track has lots of musical fusion. I loved using a recently acquired vocoder app on my iPad to create the robotic voices you hear throughout, but I also recorded myself playing the more traditional trumpet parts I arranged for the track. I wish I had the time to share each student track on the CD, but hopefully I've piqued your interest and you'll visit our blog on Reverb Nation to hear more sample sound clips as well as information on how to purchase the CD. Other tracks include Ian's cover of Feliz Navidad, Marissa's cover of Baby It's Cold Outside, AJ's rendition of O Come, O Come Emmanuel, Nick's Jingle Bells, and another original song by Nate entitled First Christmas Eve. But to play out this episode of What Music Means to Me, let me share a little bit of the PHS Chorale, directed by Mr. Frank Anonia, performing Stacy Gibbs' arrangement of Go Tell It on the Mountain, published by Santa Barbara Music Publishing. Again, proceeds from sale of this year's CD benefit Autism Speaks. Please visit our blog for everything you might want to learn about the project and our charity at www.reverbnation.com/ParklandUsSeasonForgiving2013. If you'd like to partner with us in getting out the word about this CD, visit our blog, join our Facebook group, and tweet to your Twitter followers. I know you have a lot to do, so I really appreciate your taking the time to find out what music means to me and the talented music production students at Parkland High School in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Until next time, stay in tune.